Kirby and Josh. Home solution by Metricon, a fixed price home and land specialist.
Well, what a week, Kirby.
What a week. I tell you one thing, things were getting silly.
I know, weren't they? They were.
There we needed this week to finish. And silly. You're the silly one, actually, today.
Me?
Yeah.
You're the rascal silly off air. Once.
You're being such a rascal.
Hey, well, you know what? I stopped you from, you know, jumping all over Isaac Turner, didn't I? Jeez, poor guy comes into the studio.
He comes in, I'm expecting a normal interview, and then you throw me under the bus.
I didn't throw you under the bus.
Basically saying that I've stalked him hardcore, want to marry him, and I didn't say any of that.
Did I say anything that wasn't true? That's what I want to know.
Yes. Did I say we want to do speed dating? No, you said you wanted to do that.
I don't really recall that.
I do. Yeah. Just wait, because you did say something after he left. Don't know if you recall it, but I do. And I will be letting him know next week when he comes back into the studio.
Now I don't know.
How the tables will change.
Well, now it just looks like it's tit for tat. You know,
I'm pretty sure that's how it is with us.
You've got to let things go, Kirby. One of the worst jobs going around. Now he's silly. Jesus.
No, that was funny. Yeah. That was funny.
Yeah, God.
That took a turn.
I had a message from Kat saying, is Herbie bullying this lady?
That's not fair. We did do the weekly quiz with Louis, although I'm not sure if he was prepared for that.
No, I don't think anyone was. It was really, you know, just I'm surprised the show got put together.
I will say a lot of fun, though.
A lot of fun.
You can only have fun if you listen to this. Expect a few laughs, probably at us, if anything, not with us.
Exactly. You can check it out right now. Welcoming into the studio from the Geelong Supercats, Isaac Turner, welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That voice.
you need to calm down over there.
Okay. Stop. Oh, man.
It's already hot in here.
Herbie's gone red right now. So welcome. You are playing for the Supercats. First home game, of course.
Yep. Yeah, first game. There's the women's game first. It starts at 5, and then the men's game starts at 7 down at the arena.
And how are you feeling going into this?
Feeling good. We've won our first two games, so they were both on the road. So I think we're sort of just improving as we go.
Just on that, though, would you ever say, I don't feel great about a game?
Probably not.
Do you ever look at the thing and go, geez, I really don't want to play them because we're not going to win?
No, I don't think that's ever happened. So.
And this is your first season with the Geelong Supercats?
Yep, first season. Prior to this, I was at Kilsyth, which is sort of eastern suburbs. But, yeah, first season with Geelong, and I've signed for 3 years, so it's sort of somewhere that I'm looking to stay long term.
Exciting.
So, How have you found Geelong so far?
It's been great. Like, I think the first thing that would jump into mind would be the people. Like, everybody's been awesome.
Yeah.
And it's been a pretty smooth transition in terms of people welcoming me here, and, it's been great.
So you've been in Australia for 6 years. You were in Sydney, you're in Melbourne, now you're in Geelong. What else do we need to know about you? You know, what else little surprise packets have you got there? Besides obviously your singing ability that we heard about off air.
Amazing
That'll come
singer.
Later, yeah. honestly, I don't know if I have any surprise packets.
Do you have any other hidden talents other than basketball?
Honestly, not really. I think I don't know if it's a hidden talent, it's something I don't do often, but like I used to love to draw when I was a kid.
Yeah. Okay.
My family's super artistic, so like that's one thing that I think, you know, as a kid, not many people would know that about me, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's not something I really do much now.
What kind of drawings can you do?
I can do pretty much
anything.
Yeah.
I can only do Patrick from SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, right.
I had a rubber of that in school, so just.
Were you asking, is it realism or like?
Yeah.
Yeah, really not portraits art. Or anything, no. Nothing specific.
Black or white colour.
Getting very deep. So you had to make a decision, basketball or drawing, and you went with the basketball. So Florida, Orlando originally. Yep. When was the last time you got to get back there? Because obviously you can't really go now.
Yeah, no,
it's been a while. It's probably been 2.5 years, I want to say.
Wow.
So prior to that, I would usually try and go home for Christmas for a couple months and see my family. And then, it sort of happened with, you know, visa situation. I couldn't really leave. And then COVID obviously hits. And so it just made everything tough. So, yeah.
Have you got any family here? Or are they all over?
Yeah, everybody's over there.
And how are they going?
Yeah, they're all going well. Actually, I spoke to them yesterday. So most of my family's gotten the vaccine for the most part.
Yeah, yeah.
So aside from my little brother. So They're, you know, like just starting now to, like my family's been pretty good about staying in and kind of doing their part to stop the spread or whatever, you know, so.
How big's your family? You got a big family?
Yeah, well, it's not huge. I got my mom, my stepdad, I have two younger brothers, and then
basketball
my grandma.
Too?
No, they're not. I tried, but.
They're drawing.
No, not drawing either. They're sort of more on that side. My older, or he's 14, but he plays soccer and he's sort of into music. So
okay.
And then I have another younger brother, who's 8, and it's sort of a, you know, he's a wild card. I think you know anything could happen with him.
So. Could go either way.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
All right. Well, your game obviously tomorrow night. But what we want to do is we want to play a game with you right now. We'll do that actually after the break. But we'll give you a warm up. Question. So this is how it's going to work. So I'll say the category, and then I'll give you guys a letter, and then you just have to blurt out the answer as quick as you can.
Okay.
Right.
Is it like a contest between us?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Two newbies to Geelong.
Two newbies to Geelong. Well, her idea was she wanted to speed date you. And I said, let's not, you know, we don't want any lawsuits going on this early in
the career.
Oh, Josh.
Yeah, I don't think my girlfriend would like that either. So.
Oh, great one, Josh.
I asked for you. anyway, so we're calling it 3-pointer. But anyway, so name a fruit starting with A.
Apple.
Bang.
Wow. Did you see the questions before?
Of course, if you think this guy would help me out, the only thing he does is throw me under the bus.
Don't be silly. I help you out all the time. Stick around. Isaac Turner from the Geelong Supercats going head-to-head with Herbie next on KROQ 955. Right now, joined by Geelong Supercats superstar Isaac Turner, about to go head-to-head with Herbie. It's Herbie and Josh's three-pointer.
Oh, yeah. Do you get many 3 points in a game, Isaac? What's your position?
I play shooting guard.
Okay.
Yeah, a bit of point guard, but mostly shooting guard. So
actually, I did see a tweet that someone said James Harden is Isaac Turner, just in different clothing.
Did you really see that?
I think I did, yeah.
No, you did not.
I'll bring it up for next week.
Yeah, I want to see that tweet, actually.
It's going to be screenshotted.
We'll put it on T-shirts.
Yeah.
Billboards.
All right. So the game is, I'll read out the category. Obviously, it's first to 3 points. Just blurt it out.
Why not?
Yeah. All right, here we go. Name a movie title starting with the letter B.
Bees.
Oh.
Is that a movie or is it?
The B movie.
The B movie.
I'll give it to you.
Let's
not count that. Let's say that's practice. Because that was terrible.
All right, two practice goes. All right, here we go. Name a city starting with N.
Nebraska.
Newtown.
Is Nebraska?
I think Nebraska is a state, is it?
You'd have to.
Ask the American guy.
Yeah.
Let me.
Nebraska is a state.
Is it?
Yeah.
You sure? Okay.
Newtown. Jeez, this game's not.
Is Newtown a city?
I'd say it's more of a suburb.
Newcastle.
Done.
Oh man, this is awful.
It's all right. It's all right. We're just learning. This is the first time we've done it. We're doing well. All right. Name a gift you would give starting with the letter G.
Gloves.
You might give gloves.
If I received gloves, I'm running the other way.
To be honest, looking at your hands, it might not be a bad option.
I got little hands.
All right. Name something that grows starting with the letter P.
Pears.
Oh, jeez. He's come out big. You were going to say penis, weren't you?
Maybe.
There's kids listening. Jeez. You're disgraceful. 2-1. You need to get this, otherwise.
No, sorry.
How did I know your mind would go that way? Jesus.
I was so good at the first question in the warm-up.
You were good. All right. You need this one, Herbie.
All right.
Name a bird that begins with the letter R.
Robin.
Oh,
it's a clean sweep. It's a clean sweep.
3-1. Congratulations.
Gosh, well done.
That's right. I'm sort of a bird aficionado as well.
Oh, so really?
What do you mean?
Not
really.
Birds?
I kind of. Is that weird?
Do you bird watch?
No, I don't bird watch, but I think once I get older, like when I'm a senior, I think that's going to be something.
What's your favorite bird then?
I don't really have a favorite bird, I don't think.
Just like birds in general.
Yeah. My grandma was like obsessed with birds, and so when I was a kid, she would just like...
Are you into like homing pigeons and stuff?
No.
No, okay. Just me.
No homing pigeons.
Okay. Hey, Isaac Turner, really appreciate your time. Thanks for coming in. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. On KROQ 955.
I've come across a lady who I believe has the worst job in the world. Right. I would never want this job. Honestly, if I could have the choice, I would choose not to have this job.
Okay.
And that is of becoming the oldest living person who is a female in the world at 114 years old.
Ooh,
Nebraska lady named Thelma Sutcliffe.
Mm.
Who wants that job? 114.
I'm not really agreeing with you that it is a job, but it almost is a title, isn't
it? It's a title.
You know.
It's definitely something you don't want. I mean, there's only you can only go downhill from there. The next step is you're going, you know?
Not a lot to look forward to is what you're saying.
You not know? Really. And it's just not like 114.
Not really a handover process either, is it? You know, yeah. It's just like, oh, God, it's
your best
news
they've definitely been.
Do you get a text message? Just wanting to let you know, you are now numero uno. You're the top dog.
Someone at births, deaths and marriages is just going, oh, hang on a second, Thelma's just ticked through. She's taken over Bill. Bill left.
Just watching,
we got Thelma.
Wow.
Would you like 114?
No, because I was saying, like, this is the first time I've been the oldest person I've worked with, like, in radio.
Oh, yeah, because so, like, you're normally very old to me.
I was all, yeah, so I'm 31,
mm-hmm.
And that is old.
Very old.
I'm with you.
You're old. You're yeah. Thelma level.
Well, I've got a fair few years ago, but there's no one that she'll ever walk into a room with and be like...
Exactly.
Are you... Did you go to school before I did?
Yeah, what would you graduate?
Yeah,
No, it's just nothing. It's just a title that I wouldn't want next to me.
Yeah. And what happens if she likes it, though?
I don't think she does. I've read this article and she's annoyed that she hasn't been able to eat with her friend. So it doesn't seem like she's quite happy.
All right. Well, this is just getting sad now, isn't it?
I just read why she can't eat with her friend. Her friend's...
You're horrible. Toby and Josh are gay
rock. Coming home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
The other day, we were talking about the LeBron James card that sold for $5.2 million.
Unbelievable.
Collector's item. You know, be a part of a big collection. You rolled out this gear.
My grandma was into stamps.
Really?
Yeah.
Always wanted to meet someone that was into stamps.
I don't know if she had many. I think she was just into them.
Oh, she was just into them?
She wasn't a great collector.
No. She was just sending letters, actually. So you was alluding to the fact that you thought she had a stamp collection.
I thought, and then when I thought a little harder, I think she just might have had some she put on letters.
Yeah, that's right. So we want to talk about your collections, your hobbies, and how much you spent on them. Because obviously the LeBron James card was $5.2 million.
Yeah. It's a lot of money.
Not expecting to you pay that much.
When I got my first gig in radio in Port Augusta, and one of my friends I met there, she took me over to her grandma's house one day and said, you've got to come over because you're going to be shocked what you'll find out back. Went out back and she had a doll collection, handmade dolls, which actually cost a fair bit to handmade. Walk in and there's the music playing of like a music box.
Oh,
it
that's
was
creepy.
The creepiest thing.
That is creepy.
And the public could come see it. There was hundreds of dolls, all these eyes looking at you. And she was sitting, her grandma, in the corner making a doll as we spoke. And I just thought, nah, nightmares. But she loved dolls. She loved a lot of them.
I remember we were in North Queensland and this guy's got a shed and it literally has every single video game that's been ever made. But there's two of them. So there's like... I'm sure he didn't have every single game, but he's got a lot of games. Cool. There's a lot. And he's got like an arcade machine. He's got a PS2, PS3, PS4, PS5 or whatever it is. And then like doubles because he's got the ones in packaging still.
That's a lot. If you were to collect something, what would you be collecting?
Ooh, something that's going to make me money in the long run.
Mm.
So maybe basketball cards if I could get into it.
Yeah, you need money to get into it, though. That's the only issue.
You? Yeah, you can't start with $5, can you? 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. How much money have you spent on your hobby?
How big is your hobby or your collection?
Yeah, we've got also double passes to give away. It's a punchline on Paco. Comedy is back with local grown funnies. Tickets on sale now. That is happening tomorrow. Doors open from 6 p.m. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. How much did you spend on the collection?
Yeah.
Is it still going?
You got Michael from Newcombe. How big is your collection?
It's not me personally. It's a friend of mine who started playing golf about 18 months ago when I started as well. We both picked it up at the same time. Over the last 18 months, he has had three sets of golf clubs. He has spent A whopping $4,500 on golf clubs. And he's still terrible.
How bad is he? Does he keep buying new clubs just to try and like get better, or what's the deal?
Well, he bought his first set as just like a collective, and it was like, oh, you know, I don't like the feel of them. They feel a bit weird, and I'm not happy with them. So, yeah, no worries. Well, you know, just get fitted. So we went and got fitted, and he played for those new clubs for about a month, and then said, no, I don't like these ones either. I'm just going to go get fitted for a new set. And yeah, so he's gone and spent another $2,000 on a brand new set that he got about 6 months ago, and he's still terrible.
Are you at least getting his old sets?
No, we're different hands, so I'm left hand, he's right hand. Just look at him and laugh.
Yeah. I'd be selling those on Gumtree. You're going to get a deal. Just wait for his mate to get a new set, I reckon. Hey, Michelle and Leopold, what's your collection?
Well, I have my daughter started collecting the Beanie Kids, like the older style Beanie Kids, not the TY ones, the new ones. Yeah. They don't make them anymore. But then she got me into collecting them, and now we have about 3,500 of them.
Whoa, I wasn't expecting that. Would you say this collection has cost you? Thousands?
Yeah, I was going to say over 4,000 probably.
On Beanie.
Like we went to Queensland on a holiday, me and my two children, and we come back with two big Beanie Kids and another collection as well. Everywhere.
Have you got a favourite Beanie Kid?
Yeah.
My favourite's probably the big one, Pepe, the one that's 6 foot.
Bigger's always better, as they say.
Seven of them.
It's heavy, Josh, okay, Ron?
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
I was catching up on Spicks and Specs because it's returned.
Great show.
On ABC iView, and on one of the episodes, really interesting fact came out. They bring lots, but this one caught my attention because I thought, I did not know that, and just kept thinking, wow. That is a great connection that they've done. Mm. So, you know this song, the Ketchup song?
I remember it, yeah.
So Adam Hills, he asked the question, what language are they speaking there? And people answered, said, is it Spanish?
Yeah, that's where I would have gone.
And then G Flip actually said, is it gibberish, Spanish cross English? She was awarded the point. But it turns out it's not really any of that. It's a bit of gibberish because it's actually a guy who speaks Spanish trying to sing along to this song. I said a hip That's 1979 hip-hop song Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang.
I only remember that because of The Wedding Singer.
Yes.
And she raps it at the end, doesn't she? Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, brilliant.
But yeah, you can hear it now. Once you hear it the first time, the Ketchup song, then you hear them both, you're like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she's trying to get it.
Makes sense.
Yeah, brilliant.
And so it got me intrigued. I thought there's got to be other songs out there.
Has to be.
That must sound similar or inspired from other artists' music.
Okay.
And so I'm going to play you some that I have found. One that we did get around in a big way because we love her here at K-Rock. Dua Lipa's Break My Heart. I've always been
the one to say the. So we're listening out for that bass line.
That bass line, because that was inspired by Australia's very own INXS. You hear that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now that's
I can
great.
Hear it. Now I can't unhear it. I've always been the one to say the. Yeah,
down. Ah, it's in my head now.
Both great songs.
I know that you are a big fan of Blink.
Oh, no, you've gone the other way.
You are a big fan of Blink.
Oh, I love them. Yeah, absolutely.
And so they actually were inspired by Nirvana, and it's not the actual music, but it's a line from Nirvana's Come As You Are.
Okay. Take your time, hurry up,
just as you're, don't be late. And if we go back to Blink's line. I
took my time. There you go.
The choice was mine, I didn't think.
How cool is that?
I love finding this stuff out.
That's brilliant.
And then this one, as soon as I heard it, you can hear it straight away. It's Five Sauce, Hey Everybody. She maxed the credit cards and don't got a job. She pays the gas with all the change in the car. Is that the end of the road? Yeah. Because that's going inspiration from Duran Duran.
It's the exact same song.
The same. They have paid for that.
Oh, I'm sure they would have to.
You'd have to.
Almost reckon Duran Duran's better there.
Oh, it's a big call.
Yeah, I reckon.
Oh, I'm with you on that one.
Okay, so it wasn't a big call.
I just didn't want to put the Five Sauce Boys down, you know?
Because they're going to be hearing it.
You never know.
Sorry, guys. My bad. Herbie and Josh. Okay. Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Let's wrap up the week on a strong note with Yeah, Nah, Nah, Yeah. This is where we get your thoughts on the daily topics. Just a simple Yeah, Nah for No, Nah, yep. Yeah for Yes.
I'm ready.
Let's kick it off with this one. Cookies and cream. Yeah, Nah. Or
Nah, Yeah. Nah, Yeah. But it's not my favourite thing. It's not my favourite. Honestly, there's better flavours out there. If we're talking ice cream, I'm obviously going another flavour before cookies and cream. Oreos, the normal flavour's better. We had Pocky Essay. Normal ones are better.
Yeah.
But I'll eat them.
Yeah. Well, you eat anything, really. We've seen it. You're eating off the floor. We saw that yesterday. Thought you were joking. Turns out you're not. So Kit Kat got some new flavours coming out. Cookie flavours as well. Oh. So there's like cookie fudge and there's a cookies and cream. You would love that, wouldn't you? Yeah, I love cookies and cream.
You also love anything sweet. Honestly, I've never seen someone knock back sweet food quicker. It's gone.
Okay. Well, I've seen you go pretty quick too. Let's not poke fun at each other. Let's just keep going. Hey, wearing dirty undies.
Yeah, nah.
Or Nah,
Yeah. Yeah, nah. I mean, I'll be honest. I've worn undies 2 days in a row when I've needed to. Yep. But not dirty. Like, you give them the old whiff test. Smell if they're a little bit whiffy. If they're not, you don't go again.
Yep.
Not if they're dirty.
No, you shouldn't. Never.
No, but sometimes...
I don't know. I don't know if I trust you. I feel like you're thinking back. I can see you thinking about a time where you've done it and you've gone, ooh.
What dirty are you talking about?
Well, if I've worn them once, that's it.
Yeah, but sometimes you've poured out. I'd rather just wear if case... Like, say I wore...
Oh, don't yell at me.
Say I wore a pair to dinner because I had got home, showered, wore a pair to dinner, was at dinner for 2 hours, came home, took them off.
Mm-hmm.
They might get a rerun.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just not in your books.
So people are doing, it's called soiling the undies test.
Oh, well, that's not okay. You can't soil
Well, this
your
is different. So you're burying your underwear in the soil to test if the soil is healthy. So people are doing it for 8 weeks, and then if you pull it out and it's got holes through it, then your soil is healthy and active and it's breaking
well,
things
that's
down.
Good.
If it's not, then your undies fine. You'd probably wear them out, going off what you're saying.
Imagine if there was actually a challenge where you had to soil your undies. No, any of your mates, would they be in that challenge?
No, I don't think so. Are we going to make fun of my mates or the ones that... Do one of your friends want to call their child Lucifer? Okay.
She didn't.
She did.
It was just on the list.
Thankfully, because she was banned. Wearing socks to bed.
Yeah, nah.
Or?
Nah, yeah. Yeah, nah, no way, fancy pants. Holy moly, my feet get so hot. Little ovens down there. As soon as I take the socks off, I can feel a bit of fresh air. I think people who wear socks to bed are a bit psycho, to be honest.
Maniacs, you say.
Sign of a psychopath.
Well, they're not, according to some doctors, saying that that's the way that you should be going to sleep. Everyone should be wearing socks, she says.
Kidding me.
Sleeping with socks improves your sleep. What it does is that it produces melatonin, the sleep hormone, and it's essential for rest. So it's a good signal for your body. I can't wear the socks.
Mine doesn't produce melatonin, it produces sweat. Don't look at me that way.
To be fair, you actually don't wear shoes in the studio because your feet are sweating from wearing shoes.
So I take them off.
Yeah, wear thongs? Nope, can't. Sweating. It's Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955. Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955. Herbie welcoming into the studio Louis Zacca from the newsroom. Hello.
How are we?
Doing well. What was the name we decided on? Because we still haven't got an opener for that, Herbie.
Weekly quiz? Is that it?
No, I think Louis came up with something really good.
What did you do, Louis?
Check the tapes. I don't know.
All right. Jeez, we
listen
we
back.
Suck, don't we, as a group?
We're ready on a Friday. I'll
tell you what.
How good's that weather out, though, Louis?
It is a really nice. It's the last of the good weather I reckon we're going to get before winter hits.
Yeah, tomorrow will be good.
Louis knows his facts.
He does, actually.
It's only going downhill from now, guys.
Yeah. Enjoy it, then. Get out now. Leave work early. All right, we got a quiz.
Yes.
First to three. All right, here we go.
Question one. Flights from which country were suspended this week?
No, you got to wait till the question's finished.
No, you didn't.
Yes, we do.
When
we
was
agree
that
with that last week. Jeez. All right,
Louis,
you have
which
it.
One?
Go, you have it, but you've just. Anyway.
India.
Were you hoping she was going to get it wrong?
No, I knew she was going to get it right because we talked about it a lot. But the
let's
rule
be honest,
was,
me and weight... James at the moment haven't been doing too well.
Okay,
so
you
give me that
this.
One point.
You need it. Okay, sorry.
So I've been doing atrocious.
All good, we're back.
All right,
wait
I'll
for the
it,
question
okay, I will,
to
I will,
be
I
okay.
Promise.
Is that all right?
I
so
promise.
Everyone can play.
Okay.
Well, that's a shame because I wrote this question hoping that Herbie would chime in before
right,
she heard the end
cool.
of it.
Oh, no, it's about me, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who won this year's traditional Anzac Day clash? In the NRL.
Oh.
Ah.
Josh.
Yes.
The Storm.
Correct.
Oh, I should have known that. I mean, I didn't watch it. Oh, though, did you watch it? And you see, did you
no, I just wasn't sure.
Did you hear the bugle player?
Yeah. Oh. I just wasn't sure what the Anzac Day game was there. So I was like, I knew that Storm had won. But yeah, all right, one apiece.
Okay. Are we just letting the bugle player go?
what did you want to add to it?
That's copped enough. Let him go.
Okay, let's go to the third question. Which has gone really well.
Which maths couple announced that they're hosting a podcast?
Josh.
Herbie. Josh. Oh, he didn't say test. He didn't say. I was waiting. I waited patiently.
I think I got in there. It was Bryce and Melissa.
Correct.
And who cares? Can they shut up? I'm done with them.
Really?
Yeah, we saw it. You went on
well,
TV.
Well, you're upset. You're upset that he unfriended you on Facebook.
No.
That's what you're upset
no,
about.
No, I'm not upset about that at all. I don't want to be his friend. He's not a nice guy. He treats his wife throughout the show not very well.
That's true. The show didn't depict him very well.
Well, I met him. I know him. He's
he's not a good person.
I wouldn't say he's the greatest cat going around.
But he unfriended you, not the other way.
We didn't unfriend me. He blocked me.
Okay.
And guess what I did? Deleted him.
There's more people in this room that have been blocked by him than haven't.
Yeah, it's
true. Yeah,
Louis got blocked as well.
Jeez. He didn't try to crack onto me, though.
I don't know. Well,
I took his job. That's why he's annoyed at me.
All right, next question.
Everyone in the industry did. Yeah. which state is hosting an election this weekend?
Herbie.
Josh.
I came first. I was worried if there was going to be an expert. Tasmania.
Correct. And you know what that means? I should have said before.
They've already started voting, though, haven't they?
It's postal votes have started this weekend.
Yep. So this is a tiebreak.
Yep.
Well, what rules will we run running?
First
did
to three.
I win?
Yeah.
No, you didn't. It's two apiece.
No, I won the first one, remember?
And then what was the other?
And then the last two.
And then Bryce and Melissa.
I got that.
Oh, no, he got that.
Did you?
Jeez, this is not going well at all. Yeah, I got it.
Oh, you did too.
He asked for a pen so he could keep the score, and he hasn't done a very good job at it.
This is
I'm over today. I'm
this
done.
This is shambles on a Friday.
If this doesn't go well, it's just not
happening. We might not invite you back, Louis.
Okay.
I invite either of you back. It's going to be a solo show. All right, here we go.
William and Kate celebrated which wedding anniversary this week?
Herbie. Is it 10th?
10th.
I was so waiting to be interviewed.
You literally put up your hand and, Herbie.
Pick me, miss.
Tell you what, we need to get some music underneath that for next time because there's a lot of dead air.
That's whose job that is.
Yeah, that's true.
Yours, mate.
Everyone had a shocker. No one had a great game. Thank you, Louis. It's Herbie and Josh on KROQ 955.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. On KROQ 955.
I'm a little bit stressed, I guess, Josh, because the more I think about it, the more concerned I get. And
right.
I think it's becoming a bit more real. It's to do with my mum.
Mm-hmm.
I think she, I don't think she likes me too much. Starting to think actually she doesn't like me.
Really? Or is this just a thing that, you know, like...
No, well, she obviously loves me and, there's nothing like mother's love, but...
She brought you up.
It just seems at the moment, and my brothers have always tend to come first in my mum's eyes.
Fair enough.
But at the moment, I feel like I'm a forgotten thought because just the other day I had the incident with the gym when I signed up.
That's right, emergency contact.
They contacted my emergency contact, which was mum, and I hadn't heard from her. So yesterday
I thought, well, I better call her. Maybe her phone's just not working.
Maybe she's in trouble.
No, it works. And she's perfectly fine. I said, Mum, what's going on? You haven't contacted me about the emergency contact. She said, you know, it's nothing serious, is it? You were contacted as the emergency contact. And then, anywho, we get on chatting. She goes, what are you doing for the weekend? I let her know some things. I say, what about you, Mum? She goes, I'm going to Port Arlington. I said, Mum, that's basically where I live.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, me and the sisters, we're going to go. We've got a house. Yeah. We're going. The whole conversation, I thought maybe she'd say, if you're around,
come along.
Pop by. Like, yeah. Would love to see you.
Brilliant.
Didn't even get a bait at all. Wasn't a look in. And then she said, all right, speak to you later. Hung up on me. So I thought maybe now to test her love, see if she really does care about her only daughter, we should give her a call and I'll see if I can get an invite to this weekend.
Let's see if she throws you a bone. just calling Trish the dish now.
Okay. Hello.
Mum, is that you?
Hello. Yeah.
Yeah. Mum, where are you?
In Geelong.
Yeah,
I'll put you on speaker.
Wait, hang on a second. You're in Geelong.
Yeah.
I live here, Mum.
You're up where? Hey?
Yeah, but you still haven't even contacted me. When were you going to let me know you're in Geelong?
Well, we're only stopping here for lunch. We're not staying in town, mate.
Yeah, but where are you heading then, after?
Port Arlington.
Oh, so...
There you go, it's lovely flight.
So, in my backyard. How big is the house you're staying at?
Four beds.
Am I not getting an invite? Is that what's happening here? Am
I thought you were busy this weekend.
Yeah, but am I not getting an invite at all?
Did you want to come tonight?
Yeah!
What?
Well done, Trish. Sorry, we just wanted to see how long it would take you to invite your daughter to spend some time together.
Well, you can both not come now.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Herbie, welcoming into the studio the man, the myth, the legend, the CEO of Give Where You Live Foundation, Bill Mithen, welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm not sure about that introduction, but yes, I'm Mithen. Maybe not just Myth.
And you've got a big weekend coming up with the Surf Coast Trek?
We have, yeah. So we've got about 950 people who are going to be walking along the Surf Coast Walk for the Surf Coast Trek.
You'll be doing it again this year because last year on the treadmill.
I was on the treadmill last year. That was a bit of hard work. Yes, I am doing it. I've got a team together. So a couple of mates, old mates who I went to school with, which is now a long time ago. So we're going to be heading off from Aries Inlet. Yeah, so it'll be good.
Do you have any advice? Because I know you would have seen many people attempt the trek over many years. Josh hasn't done anything, basically, in terms of preparation. What's the best tips you can give him to get through tomorrow?
Well, I possibly giving a tip now is too little too late. The only thing I'll say is that one of your predecessors, I've forgotten who it was now, did do it with very limited preparation. And I'd have to say chafing became quite a significant issue for him. So
I bought the special undies.
Right.
There you go.
Well, Kat bought, my partner bought them for me because she's more organised for this than I am. So let's hope they do. Is the taping of the toes a real thing? Everyone's been saying tape your toes.
Some people do that. I've never experienced that. It's a gentle walk. There are some bits that are a little bit hilly.
Yeah.
There's a couple of steps where it's a bit hilly where your heart rate gets up a little bit. But for the most part, it's reasonably flat. And look, tomorrow the weather is going to be unbelievable.
Beautiful day.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah. So it'll be stunning.
Of course, you can still donate for that as well. You've also got the Give Geelong Breakfast with Lane Beachley coming up.
We do. So 20th of May at GMHBA Stadium. So fantastic to have Lane, who's going to be there in person. So if anyone is keen to come along and listen to, you know, five-time world champion, Lane Beachley. Yeah, probably, you know, kind of put... I can't say put surfing on the map, but for Australia in some ways did.
So definitely.
She was just incredible, absolutely extraordinary. So she's going to be there, and as is the mayor, Stephanie Asher, who is yes. going to be the ambassador for the Give Geelong breakfast as Give Geelong appeal as well. So it'll be a really good day. Mm. So $65 a ticket, or you can buy a table of 10 for $600 if you've got a business and you'd like to bring some people along. Yeah. So we're really encouraging businesses actually to try and bring some of their staff and maybe some of their admin staff that often don't get a gig at some of the corporate functions, bring them along. We'll be done by 8:30, so everyone can be back in their offices or at home if that's their office now, and getting into work. So.
And you do, at Give Where You Live, you've had some grant applications just close?
We have, yeah. We had a grant round open which just closed today, and that was really successful, successful in one way. We had 50 applications, which is terrific, but they've asked for a lot of money, which is just means that there's a lot of people out there and a lot of organisations out there that need some help. So. Yeah. Just a shade under $1.4 million being asked for. Now, we unfortunately won't have $1.4 million to give out in this particular round. So we've got some tough decisions to make, and we've certainly got some looking for volunteers as well to help us read some of those applications, which is a whole process. So, again, go to our website and you can log on there and nominate yourself for one of those jobs as well. So so we've got some big decisions to make in the coming weeks around who and which organisations are going to get some funding for us.
It's always a busy time for you, isn't it?
Busy time, always.
It doesn't stop.
Nah, not really.
Bill Mithin, Give Where You Live CEO, thank you so much for your time and looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Me too.
Good luck, good boys.
Thank you very much.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955. 5.